Welcome to Season 2 of The Voices of Idaho with Dan Prinzing and Adam Thompson.
Hey there.
This season, we're focusing on what it means to be an upstander. We're going to take a journey. We're going to listen to the voices of Idaho and how each has defined their own personal journey of what, when, how, why did they determine that they were going to be an upstander and confront injustice? I think it's a question all of us are grappling in. This has been such an interesting season during a pandemic as we have been witnessing a movement for social justice. But it's poignantly a reminder that in our isolation, there is the I. Who am I? What am I at this moment?
So, Dan, in this second season, what's the goal for this season? And how are we going to get there through having these discussions with these upstanders?
I think that's a great question, Adam, because I think it's the question that we're all grappling with right now. It is a goal to determine who am I. That is a goal that I have to ask myself on a daily basis. Who am I at this moment? Is this a moment I am witnessing, or is this a movement that I'm going to participate in? What is my role? What is my responsibility? What's the destination? The destination takes me always back to the center's programming. How do we build a community? How do we recognize all the faces and voices within that community and the interdependence that we have upon one another? If, in the words of Gandhi, we are going to be the change we want to see in the world. So for each of us, I think each episode will be asking, who am I? As a variety of voices come in to share their journey. I like to think in terms, you know, that we have the quote in the memorial by Jimmy Carter that talks about a beautiful mosaic. I liken that to the image of a tapestry, because a mosaic built with its many different tiles, a tapestry built or woven with the threads. The imagery for me of that tapestry is you never quite know where the threads are going and which threads are they connecting to. But if the end product is this beautiful image of the tapestry. This season is going to be a journey as we connect a lot of the threads. Each of the individual voices, the stories we will hear, they are threads in our community. Or in Jimmy Carter's terms, they are the pieces in the mosaic. And it's how we all come together in the end. That what is that picture we paint? Well, I think nationally we're grappling with some major issues, but I think every community is also grappling with those issues. Who are we? Are we hate-filled? Or are we hopeful and welcoming? Are we confrontational? Or do we have the civility to have a conversation where we listen to each other? Are we in it just for myself? Or are we in this together? I think we're grappling with some major questions nationally, but those filter down to each individual. Who am I? I think what we're going to come back to, you and I, throughout this season. Who are you at this moment? We are being tested as a country. We are reckoning, and I've heard some of late talk in terms of A reawakening? Perhaps. A reconstruction? Perhaps. But the requirement that now is not the time to be silent. We recognize in the upstander programming that to be an upstander is a choice. We have to each independently make that choice, just as much as being a bystander is a choice. What do we know? If I choose to do nothing, if I choose to say nothing, I am being complicit with injustice. It's as if I am in agreement with it. If I do not confront it, if I do not counter it, I am giving it the airspace and I just agree with it. That is not a choice. That is not what this moment is about. Now is the moment where we cannot be quiet. That I cannot choose to do nothing. Upstander is a choice. It is also, and we use the acronym in our programming, ACT, A-C-T, Ask, Choose, Teach. It is a point of reckoning with how will we teach. We say that to be an upstander, it's the example that you provide for others of how you are leading your life. I liken that in many respects, it's a conversation about our legacy. How will I be known? In whatever sphere of influence I have, how will I be known within my own family? How will I be known within the company I work with? How will I be known in my neighborhood? How will I be known in my community at large? What will my life have meant? That's part of the big questions that we'll grapple with. Because in coming to terms and understanding with who I am, it's also coming to terms with what will I be remembered for? What is my legacy? You know, one example I'll use oftentimes when I'm talking with students. In his Drum Major Instinct sermon, Martin Luther King Jr. said, someday when someone is asked to give his eulogy, he said, don't let them say that I won the Nobel Peace Prize. Let them say that I loved and served humanity. In other words, that's how he wanted to be remembered. Not by the accolades of what he had won, but by the service and his commitment in his life. That's what we each have to ask ourselves. Who am I? How will I be remembered? How will I want to be remembered? What is the legacy I will leave behind? Those are the questions we're going to grapple with. And those are the questions that will keep prodding each episode as the voices come to share their story. So what's going to be different this season? Our voices will come in and they'll tell their story. And they'll talk about what it means to be an upstander on their terms. We have been apt to say in this season that even an upstander comes with choices. The choice of what will I be doing? How will I do it? We can expect that in this season, we're going to hear a menu of choices. What members of our community, how they are doing, it's a part of who they are. So back to your question, Adam, I hope by the end of the season, we can each, you and I independently, together as an audience, answer, who am I? And what will I now do as a part of a movement for justice?
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to this episode. This season, Dan and I will be showcasing local Idaho musicians and playing their songs that relate to what it is to be an upstander. If you are a musician and would like to submit a song related to our theme of being an upstander, please email us at info@wasmuscenter.org. And now, because we're going on a journey this season, we'll close out, as usual, with Can We Walk This Road Together by Steve Eden. See you next week.
And we walk this road together. I can't travel it alone. I need someone beside me to help me find my way back home. 'Cause this world is full of anger, and I've been walking through some pain. So if we walk this road together, we can find our way back home again. It's a home of many colors, no ceilings and no walls, but there is room for all our brothers, with no graffiti in the halls. We can share this road together, so if you walk with me, my friend, with you right here beside me, we'll find a home with peace again. It's a home of many colors, no ceilings and no walls, but there is room for all our brothers, with no graffiti in the halls. We can share this world together, so if you walk with me, my friend, with you right here beside me, we'll find our home with peace.